Now on to the big race of the day, ready the week, the Gold Cup. I'll get straight to the point with Fagot. I would not be strong on his chances of running. If he runs, I do think he's going to take a beating. I would be happy to back him with Dirt World, happy to let him off the ground. But it was riding very fast yesterday. Yesterday watered afterwards, and it was a fair enough amount they put on. But apart from that, it's been fairly warm up there already, and the sun's going to keep on shining, and I don't see... I don't see it getting any slower. I think it's going to be quicker and firmer again today, and by 4:20 it could have a fair bit of zip in it again, so I wouldn't be imagining that he's running. So it's a wide open renewal, and I hate to be obvious, but Mitsu's got a great chance.
Why would you take some?
An improvement last season as he stepped up in trip. A trick that Luca Cumani loves to pull off, I notice. He returned with a fine win in the Sagara Stakes when he broke the course records. That form was well held up by Vont de Force, who can go close as well. He's one of many that can. But he won fair and square, and there's no reason why he shouldn't come on for it. And even if Fagot was going, goes out, he's not going to be a crazily short price. He's going to be a very fair price on the performance shown. I like his chances of staying the trip and getting better. Like his chances of staying the trip and getting better with the trip. And there's nothing not to like. So I think that he will go... Sorry, I said she a couple of times, I think, but I think he'll go very, very close. We'd all doubt Fagot, but I don't see him running. They're heading to the second stakes at Sandown, not in the Q-form trial. This year is no different. Vont de Force there was a game horse, was a game winner. He's got an excellent front-running ride from I don't doubt he can be in right to the thick of things again, but trip to Paris was unsuited by slow pace and had to try and extricate himself for a run at the worst time. So I think he's got to be marked up for that. He is for a stayer. He will like Ascot's 2x4 far more than Cheltenham's. Sandown's. And he is interesting, as is Simenon, who was fourth in... I think he was a very close up in Esther's Gold Cup. She won. A previous course distance winner twice in the same week, having pulled off the Ascot Stakes Queen Alexandra double. And there was nothing not to like about his return in the second stakes when he blew up and got tired, I think, visibly, but apart from that, there should be improvement to come, and he looks to have as good a chance as any, because he was fourth in last year's Gold Cup, which was a much stronger race in terms of strength and depth. And you have to like his chances today, and he may just be alongside the field. There are a whole host of contenders The Fyron was second in the Cadran last year, appears to be getting better. Quickened very well to win the Prix Galant last time. Must be respected. Kingfisher was fourth in the Vintage Crop Stakes. He then went on to land the Saval Beg Stakes, win under a fine ride from, I think it was Emmett Nakamura. I think he'll stay. I don't get the non-staying questions. Some have aimed at him. O'Brien's have been running out of their skin this week, so he's got to be respected on that basis alone. marathon choice Kamina really making of him. And the form of his Vintage Cross Stakes win, Vintage Cross Stakes fourth, his Sabah win is more than fair enough. It stacks up quite nicely. However, he was available, I'm quite sure, about double the price for this recently. I think he's the right price now, and I think the value will go, or I think it has gone. So I think he could be left. And I'll make more appeal. Scotland is another one who I think would like the trip, but I just don't know he's good enough. Tactical boy strong. I think he wants more cutting. I don't think he wants you're going that well, but I think he wants more cutting it, ideally. Forever Now was third in the Sagara, but I don't see him turn that full round, even though he gets a clean test. Going down to the likes of Biographer, who was second, but I've forgotten rules. Below par on Irish Return, don't know that he might like some cut in the ground as well. Windshear has fine claims for three or four, but he's not been quite the same horse, though.
The first time in Indonesia, I only been to a restaurant a couple of times, Jamie Oliver Lines,
and I couldn't really be that keen on him. Havana beat good third in the Yorkshire Cup. With Brown Pound for second,
he was
unquote sure he was even waiting to go Sky. Dogged in game winner. Another who you've got to give a chance if running to that form and improving for it over the marathon trip. But I'm going to go with Mizu and Mizu to win 1 point and Simenon. Although if Forgotten Rules were to win, once it runs, I think he's got to take the